And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. It's no secret that we're now doing a lot more shopping online. And a new study out of Michigan State University looks at our approach to doing so, especially when the price is negotiable. Heading the research was Don Conlon, Eli Broad Professor of Management at MSU's Broad College of Business. He joins us now. Don, thanks for taking some time to talk to us on WILS this evening.
You bet. Nice to be here.
I just actually saw this Wall Street Journal article on Orbitz. Apparently, they're finding that that Apple users or Mac users are spending 30% more for prices, and then they're actually tailoring their efforts a little more. Was that surprising to you? Are you familiar with the story?
I guess yes. I guess it's not surprising. I'd find it a little offensive. You know, it tells me when I'm at work and I have my Microsoft product here, I guess I get lower rates and I'll get it home when I have a Mac on.
And it certainly tells consumers, I guess, that they need to come prepared when they're going to negotiate a price.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. There have been some other companies that have done this as well. I know for a while Amazon was experimenting with different pricing based on the purchase patterns of its customers in the past. But for most of us, we seem to, you know, feel a sense of unfairness if we find out that, you know, a company offers the same product to me at a price that's different from what they would offer it to someone else.
Now, you are interested in how shoppers negotiate prices on sites like Priceline.com and Hotwire.com, which is what your study was structured on. What kind of dynamics did you find in the way shoppers approach this negotiating process?
Well, I have used both of them in the past, primarily in getting hotel rooms. And one of the things that I noticed is that I was a lot more comfortable using Hotwire than I was with Priceline. And it was sort of that realization that made me wonder if other people had the same impressions. And so essentially the key difference is on Priceline, you make an offer to them, let's say for a hotel room, that Priceline will then accept or reject, whereas with a structure like Hotwire, they make an offer to you, and so you don't have to go through the sort of heavy thinking, if you will, about what do I think the best offer might be, and you know, I found it easier to use, mm-hmm. and I could understand that perhaps if I had perfect information, you know, it might be a little cheaper to use Priceline. I found myself always using Hotwire, I think, because I preferred to be the one who said yes or no.
And now your study, it found that consumers then preferred to have a price offered to them initially. Did it, though, indicate that they'd be more likely to make a purchase when that was the case?
Oh, I think so. And in fact, in two of the studies, the actual agreement rates where, you know, people offered enough money to procure the hotel room in the studies, the agreement rates were much higher when people were in the receiver role. They made the yes, no, as opposed to making the offer.
Interesting. I'm talking to Don Conlon, Eli Broad Professor of Management at MSU's Broad College of Business. So by actually putting an offer down initially, the company is able to get a better deal out of it on their end. Why is that? Were consumers not trying to lowball as aggressively that way?
Well, let's remember, especially when we're talking about Priceline and Hotwire, they're already sort of discount systems. So, you know, people go there expecting to get a bit of a deal off what the list price might be. And in both of those cases, you make a deal without knowing until after the deal is over what hotel you get. You know, so you can make sure you're getting a 4-star hotel, let's say in Chicago, but you don't know if it's going to be the Hilton or the Hyatt or you know, some other very nice hotel in that particular city. But I think what people like is that they know with certainty what they'd have to pay to get this asset, in this case a hotel room, and I think the hotels know that if they can get people there, you know, maybe they had to give them a real good deal on the hotel room, But when customers show up, they tend to spend more money at the hotel. They might buy a meal at the restaurant. They might watch a movie up in their room or get room service. You know, they're going to make a little more money once they're there. And if they have a good experience, that positive word of mouth can generate more business in the future.
When the offer is initially made, how much lower was the return offer from the shoppers typically? Was it 20, 10% or so?
Well, I think in our study, we sort of use data from these systems to make a sort of a realistic simulation. And for example, in one of them, they were looking for a hotel room in San Diego. And they sort of knew that a four-star hotel in San Diego would usually go for about $280 a night, and maybe about $250 a night. And so what we did in the study was if they were in the receiver role, of course, they got a flat offer, and I think it was for $130 that they could accept or reject. But when you're the proposer, you don't have that information. So some people would bid less than $130, and it would be rejected. And those people are you know, in the situation of wondering, what would I have had to pay? You know, not only is it negative, because now I still need to find a hotel room, I got to spend more time on this, but I don't even know what I should have offered. And so it can be kind of frustrating.
But you were saying, though, that when the consumer is making the initial offer, the price tends to be lower than for the consumer.
Well, when one of two things happen. I mean, either the consumer doesn't offer enough, and so then they don't get what they were trying to bid on, or they get it, which is great, but maybe they paid a lot more than they needed to.
Well, but weren't there counter offers and secondary and third offers then?
Not in this research. So it's and not on Priceline and Hotwire. So it's very much what we might call an ultimatum bargaining situation. But interestingly, sometimes these sites do try to get you to negotiate. I can remember years ago using Priceline, and again, this was something that kind of got me interested in this area. And they will provide you with some information about what the typical cost is, let's say, of a hotel room. And I remember for a really nice hotel room making a fairly low offer. Let's say I bid $90 on a four-star hotel someplace. And I thought the offer would just go in and they would say yes or no. But instead they sent me back a note that said, you know, your offer's really low. If you want to improve your odds, you might want to revise your offer. And they put, you know, sort of a box there where I could put in a new number. And I remember thinking about it, and I said, okay, I'll add $10. So I changed it from $90 to $100, and it went in the system, and a few minutes later it came back, and it said, congratulations, you know, you have a hotel room. But the funny thing was, I wasn't feeling happy. I was feeling like, wow, they just got an extra $10 out of me.
They got what they wanted. One last thing, when it comes to auction-style sales where, you know, shoppers need to outbid one another, they basically do get the lowest market price based on real-time demand. Do you see that as a potential approach for companies, for places like Priceline and Hotwire? And is that really a win-win for both shopper and seller?
I think auctions, depending on how they work, can be a real risky situation, because I think people get caught up in the competition of it. And I think some businesses recognize that. So, for example, you know, this is a slightly different internet purchase system, but if you go on Expedia right now and you look at either flights on an airplane or rooms at a particular hotel, you know, let's say you want to stay at the Peninsula Hotel in Chicago. When you're on there and your cursor is over that option, it'll tell you how many people are looking at that hotel right now. And so they'll say 12 other people viewing this hotel right now. And I think they're trying to mimic that auction feeling that, oh boy, you know, rooms are scarce. I better make my purchase right now. When in fact, you know, if they're people like me, they may spend a lot of time sort of viewing a variety of hotels and thinking about it before they make a decision. So You know, an auction, I think some people get something we like to call auction fever. They get sort of caught up in the heat of the moment. It's very exciting. They, you know, but then their goal changes from getting a good deal to beating the other person to get the item. And that's not always a good deal.
And bottom line, your study finds that when it comes to these kinds of negotiable price structures, when the selling website makes an initial bid offer, both the seller gets a better price and the shopper is happier with the purchase, and the process is much more efficient ultimately.
That's certainly true for the second thing you said, that the sellers tend to be happier, and I think it can be more efficient. You know, I still think it's on the shopper to have done a little checking of that website to make sure what they're offering is a good deal. So, you know, I think buyer beware still plays a role whether they're offering it to you or not. But if it's something that's fairly well established, and I think, you know, Hotwire and even Priceline both meet that, you know, you're pretty certain of the reputation of who you're dealing with. Yeah, I think it can save you time and it can save you money.
Don Conlon, Eli Broad Professor of Management at MSU's Broad College of Business. Don, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Interesting stuff.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a good night.
And we will be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.